And that's all that matters to me. My name is Brian. Again, you're listening to Clarity Radio. And wow, it's a difficult day. It's a difficult day. And I've been told that the message that I have to give now is that the work is so critical, the work that I'm doing, the work that the light is doing to help the light. And by helping the light, we're also helping the dark. And we're hoping that by the infusion of light, it will enter into the hearts of the dark. And they will all come on side. I know it's a pipe dream, but that would be nice. That would be really, really, really nice. And the crystal lattice is again, it's programmed for peace. And when I was Albert Einstein, I spoke a little bit about the crystal lattice. And when I did, I didn't really want to talk about it because people would have thought I was crazy. But people who really know me, scientists and so on, academia, people of influence, politicians, they know I'm not crazy. They know I make sense. They know that I make sense. And they also know that I have a kind heart. And they also know that I don't like to see people suffer. They all know that. But things are starting to change where the light, particularly in the area of science, it's going to change where the electric car that is known today is likely going to be obsolete, much of it between 5 and 10 years from now. Because there's going to be another technology that's going to be far more superior and more logical. The current electric car is not supported by the light. And if you got your panel, verify that. Confirm that the current electric car is not supported by the light. Yeah, so there you got your answer. And the light, the Father, the spiritual council of the light is going to be voting on key technologies to come on this planet. And certain scientists, researchers will have that knowledge through the crystal lattice. And recently, two scientists received a Nobel Prize for where they identified, they located what is called the microRNA molecule. This actually is an amazing discovery. They don't quite understand this molecule, although they think it's something that regulates cell function. It's not really a correct statement. That statement's untrue. What this is about, and when I authorized to talk about this more, when we take a look at DNA, DNA means current life incarnation genes attached to DNA, and RNA is genes that's attached to past lives. And so the microRNA molecule, it takes one cell to start a disease. And so what happens is that one cell is triggered for a disease in your body with the activity of the microRNA molecule. The molecule will basically start the actual disease. And so this is absolutely fascinating. And through science, when we take a look at RNA, we'll understand more about past lives, that certain situations have nothing to do with this current incarnation. That's a good step moving forward, particularly when I, like even myself, I check my body once in a while and I'm still clearing my body. And, you know, I've had, let me just check, hang on 1 second. And so I do have an active microRNA molecule. And so that's going to be cleared and very shortly. So I'm not, that's to bring disease into my body. Part of that is to, for me to learn, you know, physician, heal thyself. And I've been doing a lot of self-healing. And so when I get a certain disease, and I got many diseases in the last 2-3 years, which I've healed myself from. And the reason why I go through this is because when I know that my body can be healed, I can help someone else. So that I know that I know that I know that I know what has to be done. And so I'm happy to go through this suffering, because I've suffered I've suffered a lot, even though I sound like I haven't. I have paneling people, have I suffered a lot in the last 2-3 years? Yeah. Have I almost died many times? Do the paneling, verify. Yeah. Okay. So I'm doing this program because I've been asked by the Father to do this program. I've been asked by the spiritual council to do this work. Although I just decided to do the program right away without discerning this morning, but you know, that's they're gonna talk to me after. I know they're gonna say, make sure you check every morning, because I didn't do it this morning, but I had the strong desire to do the program. So now I have to check, and I know they're gonna say, Brian, pay attention. So I wasn't paying attention this morning, but thank God I was on the right track and I was supposed to do this broadcast. So the crystal lattice, again, is programmed for, again, the electric car to be mostly obsolete, as we know, within 10 years. And we got to really, really realize that governments worldwide, you have to embrace technology that is supported by the light. And I'm asking for the cold fusion to come out all the way. It was a prince of darkness that was basically blocking any sort of advancement with cold fusion. Sure, there's been advancement in that area, but not the last 20% of the technology has not been completed correctly. And with every technology, the last 20% is the most critical, and that's where my gift is. I'm able to help someone who's gone 80%, and then I'm able to complete the last 20%. I've already done this, and of course I have to get permission to actually do this. So I'm asking all of you to think good thoughts. Think good thoughts about everybody. And if you do get a bad thought about someone else, replace that bad thought with a good thought about that person. It's very important that you do this, because your thought has an influence in the matrix, and your spoken word has an influence in the matrix. So when all of us, when we speak of the U.S. government, our Canadian government, if you have a bad thought, replace it with a good thought. Replace it. And you'll find that you're going to have a better day. And the more people that have thoughts of replacement of good thoughts, replacing our bad thoughts, we're going to be better off, because then you have a real chance to influence the future in a positive way. So you do have a role to play. And this is a small role, but eventually it's going to be bigger than you can ever imagine. So I'm going to go now. Again, I'm exhausted right now. It's been a very, very interesting morning, needless to say. And the folks in Florida, I'm looking out for you. And the people of Palestine, Hamas, Israelis, there's a lot of Israelis that they don't want this war to continue. A lot of them. They know it's wrong. They know what's going on is wrong, what the Israeli government is doing. They know. And so let's see over the next 3 weeks what happens with the influence of the light. I think we're going to start seeing something positive. But like everything else, something bad happens. Then right after that bad thing happens, then all of a sudden we all realize it's better to have a ceasefire and it's better to make peace. So I love all of you. And let me ask the Father if there's anything I need to say or do more. Hang on. He says there's nothing more to say, and he's saying that this broadcast is 100% truthful. Panel and people, verify. Is what I've just said, is that true? Yeah, there you go. It's 100% truthful. And in closing, speak kind words about me. Do not speak against. Do not take any action against me. It's very, very important that you don't do this. And I only want to send back love to everyone. I don't want to send back anything other than love. So we are going to say goodbye, and we are going to hang on for 1 second. Thank you. Say goodbye, October 10th, 2024. I forgot what the date was. I had to look it up. My gosh, you see how I don't retain my when the information comes into my brain, it goes out right away. So October 10th, 2024, and we're supposed to be doing a broadcast tomorrow. I have no idea. In the meantime, everyone have a good day, a safe day. And I love the people of the world. I love the people of the United States. I love Canada. I love the French people. I love everybody. Everybody I love. And so you can discern that I love everybody. You know, I do. You know, I'm not just saying I love everyone. And I will cry for everyone if I have to. And sometimes I do. It's easy for me to cry. So until then, we'll talk tomorrow. Thank you. I see the light. Does an angel contemplate my faith? Do they know the places where we go when we're gray and old? 'Cause I've been told that salvation lets their wings unfold. So when I'm lying in my bed, thoughts running through my head, and I feel that love is dead, I'm loving angels instead. And through it, oh, wow. When my feet are weak and my pain walks down a one-way street, I look above.